Good evening, everybody. We will connect this week's Parsha to Pesach. I thought this was a good title. Tell me if anyone thinks this is a good title. I called it The Many Faucets of Netilas Yadayim. Does anyone see where I was going with that?
Instead of facets.
Very good. Mrs. Weinstein, plus five on the next test. I thought it was a good pun, right? The Many Facets of Netilas Yadayim. So I said the many faucets of Netilas Yadayim, but apparently only Mrs. Weinstein got my joke. I did ask one other person today. They did not get it.
So it's not a joke, Rabbi, but it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. It's not a joke. You think it's obvious. But you're saying if someone didn't get it, that's a flaw on them. It's not a flaw on my joke. Okay. All right. I hear you. Okay. So you just dissed out the person I tested this on. All right. All right. Anyway, so Netilas Yadayim, we also know. So it actually comes up in the Parsha. This week's Parsha is Kisisa. And in the very beginning of the Parsha, so what happens? The Torah tells us about the Kiyor, right after the Machatzis HaShekel. And we know that the Kohanim are instructed, V'rachatzu Aharon u'banav mimenu esideyem v'esraglayem. So Aharon and his sons are commanded to wash their hands and their feet when they enter the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam lists this as one of the 613 mitzvahs in the second source. Mitzvahs that say Chav Dalas out of the 613 mitzvahs. This is the positive commandment number 24. He shetzivah kohanim lerchot yedeim v'raglayim calls man shi'tzarach li'chanes behecha la'avod avoda. So if a Kohen would like to work in the Beis HaMikdash, he can't just simply enter the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, he needs to wash his hands and his legs, etc., like with this week's Parsha. And if he doesn't do this, it's a very, very severe punishment. He writes, Mitzvahs that say zu yischayev over Alea Misa Bidei Shamayim. So that means that if a Kohen were to enter the Mikdash without properly preparing by rinsing in advance, he deserves Misa Bidei Shamayim, death in the heavenly court. Wow. So this week's Parsha has a source for one of the 613 mitzvos, namely to wash Yadayim if you're a Kohen before you serve in the Beis Hamikdash. So if you were to ask me, does this mitzvah apply nowadays? I would say no. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, and it would not make the cut for a modern day mitzvah. However, we do know that every morning we are commanded to wash what's called Nagel Vasser, Netilas Yadayim, as a little child. Those of us who grew up with the yeshiva education were taught from a very young age, wash Netilas Yadayim. Now, sometimes it's a little bit underrated, unfortunately, sometimes as we get older, or maybe we never taught this in the first place, but every morning we're going to learn you should wash Netilas Yadayim, right? Whether you do it in shul before you daven or right when you wake up, etc. But if you would have asked me, is there any connection between Parshas Ki Tisa and the minhag that we have to wash Netilas Yadayim every morning, I would have said, of course, there's no connection. One, the Parsha is talking about Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. And what we do every day is some halacha, I don't know, that my Mora taught me, that my Rebbe taught me at a younger age, but it certainly is not connected to Parshas Ki Tisa. And that is, in fact, the opinion of many. However, it is the Rashba. So one of the Gedolei Rishonim, you know, lives many, many, many years ago. So he writes that he's addressing the question of why do we wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning with a kli, with a vessel. The Rashba writes as follows. If the whole point of washing in the morning was just to prepare for davening, so if your hands are clean, then you don't need to wash your hands anymore because they're already clean. And certainly you don't need a special cup. So the Rashba argues that there's clearly more to the morning ritual of Nagel Vasser, Netilas Yadayim, than merely cleansing your hands on a hygienic level. Seemingly, the morning routine, the daily mitzvah known as Netilas Yadayim, is not about cleaning your hands. Otherwise, we would not have such rigid laws. What's the matter?
You're taking one of the reasons.
Very good.
Not the other reason.
Very good. So Adam's pointing out, yeah, we'll talk about the Russian in a minute. Very good. So Adam's pointing out there's more to the story, of course. So the Rashba says that I don't know why we're so machmir for this mitzvah that we treat Netilas Yadayim in the morning with the same severity as we treat Netilas Yadayim before washing for bread, that you need a cup and all this stuff. So the Rashba comes out with a big chiddush, his own original opinion. He writes, Yesh Lomar, he says that every morning, Shebashachar Anu Nasim Kibirya Chadasha, we become new creations. Right? That's not unique to the Rashba. Our tradition is that when we go to bed, we are somewhat not alive anymore. and our soul is restored to us every morning, right? Rabba Emunasecha, right, etc. Elokai Neshama and Moda'ani. We thank Hashem each day for creating us anew and giving us a new day. And therefore, says the Rashba, Vitzrichin Anu Lahodos Lo Yisbarach, Avshibaranu Lichvodo Lisharso Ubarich Shemo. So every morning, since it were like created anew, we're certainly obligated to thank Hashem for creating us again. And that's why we wash Netilas Sedaim. In the same way that we thank Hashem for our eyesight and all the other Birchos HaShachar, our clothing, all those other brachos we make each morning, we also wash Netilas Sedaim. It's part of our Hoda'ah to Hashem. What? I understand how every morning I need to thank Hashem for my eyesight. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the ability to see today. I understand. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me clothing. It's a big deal. How in the blazes are we thanking Hashem by washing our hands every day? Where is the Hoda'ah? So the Rashba says like this, V'lefichach anu tzrichim hiskadesh biktushato. By washing our hands, it is an act of sanctification. V'litol yadeinu min hakli, kikohen shemekadesh yadav min hakior, kodem avodaso. The Rashba says, just like the Kohanim and our Parsha are obligated to wash from the Kiyor before they serve in the Mikdash, so too every single morning when we start serving our Creator, we emulate the Kohanim and we wash Alan Tilas Yadayim because we're demonstrating that we are excited to serve Hashem just like the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash. Wow. So according to the Rashba, our daily routine of washing Nagel Vasser in the morning is a mimicking. It is some form of simulation of what the Kohanim were doing every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash. They were excited to serve Hashem, so we are excited to serve Hashem. Fascinating, fascinating idea. So that is a chiddush of the Rashba. Now it is true that Dr. Carr points out over here that the Rashba is only one side of the coin. The Rush disagrees with the Rashba and holds no. The reason we wash in Tehillat Shemayim in the morning is because our hands are dirty in the morning. Now that is a massive assumption that our hands are dirty in the morning, and it seemingly is, you know, unique to different periods of history. Nowadays with running water and pajamas, it's just not true, right? We you know, again, people used to sleep in very different conditions that they sleep nowadays. And if the Rush were correct, it wouldn't necessarily be clearly justified to make a bracha every morning on Tehillat Shemayim because our hands are so clean these days. But according to the Rashba, it has nothing to do with cleanliness in the physical sense, in the hygienic sense. It's a spiritual statement of our gratitude and excitement to serve Hashem. Wow. So the Rashba is unbelievable. And parenthetically, I'll just point out that this week is also Parshas Parah. The whole idea of Parshas Parah is that we needed to be cleansed before we brought the Korban Pesach. That's why this week we have a special Haftorah, a special Maftir. The Mishnah Berurah writes it's also a tefillah that we're asking Hashem, basically, Hashem, please bring back the purity of old, that we should need the Parah Aduma again. And it's really a tefillah that we become pure, because nowadays we really are all Tamei Meis, and we should need the Parah Aduma again. But it's a very similar concept, that Parshas Parah is another example of our expression of a willingness to become more pure and a desire to become more pure to serve Hashem. We want to become pure so that we are able to better serve you, namely to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, because one is not allowed to eat of the Korban Pesach when they are Tameh. So it's interesting that we have the Parsha, and it, according to the Rashba, the Kiyor and the Kohanim is actually the source for our day in Tehillat Yadayim. And I'm connected that also to Parshas Parah. It's also a very similar concept of wanting to become pure this time of year in preparation for Pesach. So we know there are different times. Does anyone have any questions about that Rashba or anything I've said so far? Anything unclear? Okay. All right, everyone good? Weissmans, how are we doing over there? I want to check in on the Weissmans, yeah? Okay, we're good? Okay, amazing. Okay, great. Okay, uh-oh, AB's and B's. Oh, here I go.
Yeah, why Bedavka, washing your hands. Why not Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim like the Kohanim?
It's a great question. So seemingly, once it's only trying to replicate, but not fully replicate, emulate it, symbolic, you know, Chazal were not trying to do the whole thing. But you know what? I wonder, I don't know the laws of Netilas Adayim. I wonder if there were times in history where they used to wash their feet in the morning. They probably did used to do that, right? You know, but I don't know. That's a great question. AB is pointing out that if the whole source is really the Kohanim, so the Kohanim would wash their hands and their feet. So,
I think in those days they didn't wear socks as much as we do now.
Right, right. So that strengthens the question, right? So if people's feet were really dirty, they really should wear, the law really should have been wash your hands and your feet, because their feet probably did need washing. That's a very strong question, Rabbi Weinstein. I don't, right, so that's a good tie on the Rashba.
Well, the Rashba, if I were the Rashba, I said, well, of course, that you should have to die, you should have to be just a dime for Mitch and Meyer.
Right.
Which I believe is also the case, too.
Right. You know, so Adam's pointing out that, right, the Rashba can't be taken 100% literally. So the truth is, if the rush were correct, that it's all about hygiene, then we would have to make an Alan Tzidus Adayim not only before Shacharis, but before Mincha and Marv as well. I mean, the point is that you have to clean your hands before Shacharis, Mincha, and Marv. Right, right. So that's the rush. But the Rashba's opinion is unique to the morning, because the Rashba's idea is that it's part of the Berachas HaShacharis, so it's only unique to the morning. But maybe I don't have a good answer for your question. It's a very sharp question. That why was the halacha only limited to hands? But again, I don't
Unless the whole idea is like we have Kiddush, we have Netilas Adayim before we eat bread. For the same reason, Chazal want the Kohanim to remember to do tefillah before Truma. So all you need is a small hecker that we do every morning so the Kohanim will remember that they have to do the whole Kiddush
Adayim. Right, we'll get there in a second. Very good. So AB's morning, yeah, once it's symbolic, all you need is a minor symbol to serve as a reminder of what once was. Right, certainly, you know, if it's just a simulation, it doesn't need to be the full thing. That's a very good answer. Yeah, good. Okay, so if I were to say that we wash into this Adayim in different scenarios, so Netilas Adayim in the morning is not at all the same halacha as washing our hands before we have bread, right? We know we wash into this Adayim in the morning. So the Rashba said that's in order to thank Hashem. It's a new day. We're excited to serve Him like the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. Beautiful. Why do we wash our hands before we eat bread? Totally different reason, completely different reason. It has to do with Tumah and Tahara. So let's see, there's a Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Chesef Gimel, Kishayavo Le'echol Pas, right, when you go to eat bread, so anything that you make Hamotzi, you have to wash into the Sadaim. Now, this would only apply to Hamotzi, not to Mizonos, right? So why do we do this? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason we have to wash our hands before we eat bread is what's called Srach Truma. That meant as follows. Our hands are busy touching different things throughout the day. And when we used to have the base of Migdash and Tumah V'Tahara, Kohanim were to eat, would eat Shruma. And you know what the issue is that Kohanim, if their hands are Tame and they touch Shruma, that's very, very bad. They're not supposed to be Matame, they're Shruma. So any Kohen who ate Shruma needed to wash their hands before eating their Shruma. So therefore, what in the world does it have to do with me and nowadays eating challah and washing my hands? Ukedei sheyu regilim hakohanim bazeh. In order to make sure the Kohanim keep up with this law, gazru gamken al kol ish Yisrael. So even though technically this law really should only apply to Kohanim because they're the only ones who eat shruma, we want to make sure that the Kohanim don't fall loose on this. They don't get too lax on this. So therefore, all Jews are actually obligated now to wash before what? Before they what? Before they eat bread. Because if the Jews at large wash before they eat bread, so that will be a reminder to Kohanim to also wash their hands before they eat Truma. So it was an enactment by the Chachamim to make sure that the Kohanim do their job. But nowadays, we don't have Kohanim who eat Shrum. We don't have Shrum anymore. No. V'gam achshav she'ena Kohanim ochlim Shrum b'bnei ha'tumah lo batla takana zu. So why was this takana not abolished? It's not practical anymore. You mean to tell me the only reason I wash and it does a dime is so that Kohanim won't forget to wash their hands unless they be b'tamei Shrum? Come on, Mandelstam. No. K'day sheyu regilim b'nei Yisrael, k'sheyibane beis hamikdash v'mehevri amenu, le'echol detahara. Oh, because we live in Galus, and we are still preparing for Geula. So we want to do things nowadays that will make sure that we are still going to be accustomed to do certain things that we will need to do when we do have to abide by the laws of Tumah v'Tahara. When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we will need to wash a Tilas Yadayim, and the Kohanim will need that extra reminder lest they be Metameh Truma. So therefore, we still wash Netilas Yadayim because we want to make sure that we are prepared for Mashiach and the days when we have a Beis HaMikdash. Wow. Now, that is a completely different reason why we wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning at first glance, but I want to argue this evening is that there's clearly a very similar theme linking the morning Netilas Yadayim and the Netilas Yadayim we do before we eat bread. What's the link? What's the common denominator? According to the Rashba, and according to this idea that we just learned in the Mishnah Brura, both the morning Netilas Yadayim and the Netilas Yadayim performed before eating bread remind us of the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rashba, we wash Netilas Yadayim every morning to reenact what the Kohanim did by washing from the Kiyor before they started to do their Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we wash Netilas Yadayim before we eat bread? In order to prepare for the times of Mashiach. So all of a sudden, both Netilas Yadayim performances are actually different ways that we connect nowadays to Yerushalayim, to times of Geula. And now maybe we can start to appreciate a larger theme of Netilas Yadayim, similar to Parshas Parah, where we are looking to demonstrate our eagerness and our readiness to become a little bit purer because we long for the days of the Parah Aduma again. Wow. So that was my little argument connecting different sources, which may have seemed to be a little bit disconnected at first glance. Okay, does anyone have any questions before we move on? Because our next step is going to connect this to Pesach, namely what we do at the Seder, where we do Orchatz before Karpas. We wash it, I'm there also for a similar reason. Everybody, any questions? Jerome, how am I doing over there? Yeah, we got a thumb up. Yeah, I like that. I like that answer. Okay. Jerome, hope you have a nice tour. Jerome, you're in a nice tour. Good time.
Yeah, thank you. One second.
What?
I'm muted. Oh, no, I'm not muted. Okay. I thought I was muted. Okay.
Good to see you, Jerome, nonetheless. All right, so here we go. We know that every Pesach, so after Kaddish, what do? We wash into the Sedayim without a bracha, and we then do karpas, right? We dip a vegetable into salt water. Okay, so why do we do that? So the Shulchan Aruch, in that very same Siman Kuf Nun Ches, where he said you have to wash your hands before you partake in bread, also writes that any time you eat a food that is dipped in one of the seven mashkim, you have to wash your Tilas Yadayim. So what are the seven mashkim? Any food that's dipped in wine, honey, shemen, which is oil, milk, dew, blood, or water. By the way, we don't eat blood, right? Interesting question. Why the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a scenario where we are dipping something in blood. I forget, it's Taz, I think. Maybe it's the Magen Avraham that says it's talking about a case of Pikuach Nefesh where someone needed to eat blood. Totally side point. But anytime you eat a food that is dipped in one of those things and it's still moist, sarich netila below bracha. That is a law that you need to do, which we mean if you dip your donut in coffee, right, which halachically is water, you would have to wash and seal a sedayim. By the way, cereal and milk, why do we not wash and seal a sedayim? It's a food dipped in milk because we use a spoon. But hypothetically, if we were to use our hands to eat a cereal and milk, which sounds a little bit weird because it's not what we do, but that would be another example of where one would need to wash their Tilas Yadayim. I don't ever eat this. What's that? Cheese? Does anyone have cheese fondue? Like, is that a thing that people actually eat? Like in normal? Is that like a thing? No, I don't know. The Weissmans are much classier than mine. Carol, you have cheese fondue on like Wednesday night dinner? Is that? But that would be another example.
But you don't use your hands, you use maybe.
Use a stick or the skewer.
Yeah, right.
You use a fork, like a small fork or something.
Right.
Oh, Right. So cheese would, if it's liquefied milk. Yeah, but you're saying cheese is not that. Very good. So one of the articles I saw used cheese fondue as an example, but the most common example is washing fruit, right? So before you have some grapes, you wash them off. You have an apple, you wash them off. So now the fruit often is still moist. So that means that you would have to wash in tilas yadayim without a bracha, Or you could dry the fruit, right? I mean, if you dry the fruit, there's no shayla. If the fruit are still moist, or let's say, I don't know, you just washed your, you rinsed your romaine lettuce or something. So usually you have lettuce with a fork, so that doesn't apply. But fruit that you would be eating with your hands, let's say carrots, I don't know, like little, I don't know, baby carrots, I have a lot. I should have them more often. I don't know. I don't have them enough. But grapes, you know, or whatever.
Oreos
and milk. Adam, speak my language now. Right, dipping Oreos in milk, right, without a fork, you know. So then you would need to wash this. I was actually thinking more my style. Dougie's, they serve the unbelievable onion. You dip in the honey mustard. But honey mustard is not one of the Zion mashkin, unless you want to call it oil, but it's seemingly not oil, right? It's not. So either way, but that's a good example of food you dip. Right, we have a lot of French fries and ketchup. So I don't know. You want to call ketchup? Ketchup is not oil, right? Ketchup is not one of the Zion Mashkim, unless Poskim want to call that oil, but it's not oil. It's not. It's ketchup, right? But anyway, any food that you would dip in a liquid, you would have to wash it with Zidane, but no bracha. So now, all of a sudden, let's think about what we do every night, every year at the Seder night. Is Orchatz weird or not? What do you think? So, Jerome, what'd you say?
Very weird.
It is weird, but why should it not be weird? Because what did we just learn?
Why should it not be weird? Double negative. Why should it not be weird?
But what did we just learn? That every time you dip a vegetable in a liquid, you should wash it with the sedaim anytime you do that. You're right. Now, Jerome, you're right. It's weird because we never do that.
We don't dip, right.
Right. It's not weird, but hypothetically, if you dipped celery in salt water tonight, you would have to wash the tzilas sedaim without a bracha. So what takes place on the Pesach night is not unique. What did I skip, Adam? Ah, very good. So Adam is very intelligent. Debbie, Adam deserves a special dessert or whatever. Adam poured the next Shulchan Aruch sif by heart. That was pretty impressive, Adam.
Make sure it's wet.
We'll dip Adam the next time.
Yeah, Oreos and milk, right. So very good. That was very impressive, Adam. But ironically, we're not going to go there. So here, let's learn now how this halacha applies to Pesach night. Let me just point out that why don't we make a bracha, by the way? When you dip, let's say, when you have your moist fruit, let's say you just washed your grapes. So you have to wash it in Mitzilah Sedayim without a bracha. Says the Mishabura over there in Sivkat and Chav, because, well, no bracha, because many people think that only applied, this whole halacha only applied via mayhem, shayo ochlim b'tahara.
So it's like brachos lahakel.
Excellent. Because many poskim hold, they don't need to do this at all anymore because we don't have a concept of tumah v'tahara nowadays anyway. And the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of, I guess it's the Lechem Chamudos Lamed Ches. Lechem Chamudos, unless I'm wrong. But I don't know if I'm right or wrong. When he's quoting the Lamed Ches, the only sefer I thought of on the spot was the Lechem Chamudos. I didn't look it up though. I looked at the Magen Avraham, it also said this abbreviation. The Ha'olam Nohagim Shalolito. No one washes Tzilas Yadayim anymore. In the days of the Magen Avraham, he was quoted this. Here's a key line. The Yesh Lem Al Masha Yismuchu, and they have whom to rely on. So let's say we were at a Shabbos meal and they would serve grapes that were just rinsed. They were moist. Now, it happens to me that they all wash in Tzilas Yadayim anyway before the bread. It's a bad example. But hypothetically, let's think of a case where you're at a meal where they did not wash in Tzilas Yadayim. And now they're eating moist grapes. Don't make a fuss about this. Don't yell at them. Oh, you have to wash it this time. You have to wash it this time. Because the Mishnah Berurah says you have whom to rely on. You have whom to rely on. However, aval harbe achronim echmir ma'od b'davar. Many achronim disagree and say, whoa. This is a real halacha. In fact, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, is that you need to make a bracha, which means if you were to have grapes that are moist because you just rinsed them off, not only do you wash in Tzilas Yadayim, you actually have to recite the bracha of Al Nitzilas Yadayim. So the Shulchan Aruch is the middle ground. Yes, wash, but no bracha. But it's important to realize that the Mishnah Berurah did justify those who don't wash at all. Okay, now, very, very important line as well, because it applies to the Seder night. Umikol makom, the pachos, because I is nearly pashach en lahachmir vizeh. Klal. If you have a very, very small amount of fruit that's moist, you don't have to wash it in a sedaim. Because even by bread, there are those who hold that you do not wash it in a sedaim if it's just a very, very small amount. Keep that in mind. All right, so all in all, we just learned the halacha that when you have a moist fruit or vegetable dipped in one of the seven liquids, you wash it in a sedaim without a bracha. Now let's go to Pesach. We know the halacha is no tel yadav letzorech tibul rishon. Velo yivarech al hanetila. So in Simon Tov Ayin Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch tells us about what we call orchats. What do you do? And then you take the karpas and you have a little bit of it. You dip it in vinegar, he writes. And I don't think it means vinegar, literally. I don't know. When he says chometz, do they used to dip it in vinegar?
Yeah.
They used to dip it to offset. I don't know why they mamish dipped in vinegar. Yeah. Okay. So umevarech borei prihadama. And you make, and we know karpas. Ve'enu mevarech achrav, and there's no brain of pashas. But ultimately, what did the Shulchan Aruch just say? You wash the tilas yadayim before you dip your karpas. And guess what? The Mishnah Berurah says, of course you do, because that's the same halacha in Hilchos Brachos. This is not at all unique to Hilchos Pesach. Ukimo she pasak ha-mechaber le'el. This is exactly what the mechaber paskened earlier. So the reason we wash netilas yadayim before karpas is not unique to Pesach. It's something that should be taking place all year round. And in fact, the Taz, one of the classical mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, has a very, very harif, sharp comment here. And he says, "Mikan from this halach and halachas Pesach, yesh tochachas megula." You have an open rebuke to those people who never wash netilas yadayim when they have moist fruits or vegetables. And he has a little bit of a joke. He says, "The man ishtana halayla hazeh mikol hayamim." Says the Taz, why are people only machmir on this night? Why is this night different than all other nights? Meaning, if you're machmir to wash in Tzilas Yadayim on Pesach night, you should be machmir to wash in Tzilas Yadayim on all other nights. So it must be that Jews just aren't doing a good enough job at this. And the reality is that if you wash in Tzilas Yadayim, I'm sorry, if you have moist fruit or moist vegetables, you should be washing in Tzilas Yadayim all year round. Now, Baruch Hashem, remember, don't forget about the Mishnah Berurah. The Taz is being very machmir here. The Mishnah Berurah calmed us down earlier and said, don't worry. If you don't do this, people have whom to rely on. It's not preferable. One should wash a Tzilas Yadayim. But if people mess this up, it's quote-unquote okay. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah himself and the Shaar Tzion over there in Hilchos Pesach says that even if people don't normally wash a Tzilas Yadayim, they should do it anyway on the Leil HaSeder. Can anyone think of a reason why? What would be a reason that even if you're not usually machmir to wash in Netilas Yadayim before you have your moist grapes, but before Karpas, you still should wash in Netilas Yadayim? And it's the same answer you give to every other question on Pesach night. What's the answer to all questions on Pesach night? We do this in order that? That's right. We want the kids to ask the questions, right? Kidei sheyishalu atinokos al hashinoi. Meaning, if you wash a tzilas yadayim in an uncharacteristic way, so you know what's going to happen? People are going to see you do something weird, and you're going to say, why are you washing tzilas yadayim? You never wash tzilas yadayim before you dip celery in your salt water. And the answer is yes, tonight is different than all other nights. So it's interesting to note. So essentially what we've learned just now is that certainly you should be washing Netilas Yadayim before Karpas. And we're pointing out on a dry halachic level, it's a common mitzvah. Yet there's also a reason to do it specifically on Pesach night because it arouses the curiosity of the children. However, it's important to note that there's a very important comment of the Netziv. The Netziv says, no. He quotes the Taz. Remember the Taz was very curious as to why people are not machmir about this all year round. And he says it was a mistake. The Netziv says no. There's a unique reason to wash Netilas Yadayim specifically at the Seder. And it's just like the other things that we mentioned earlier because it's connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Netziv in a beautiful way that many things we do on the Seder night is specifically to reenact our performance of the Korban Pesach when we had a Beis HaMikdash. That's also why we wash Netilas Yadayim. We're basically pretending that Tumah V'Tahara still matters. Wow. Because we still want to at least imitate the days of Tumah V'Tahara. So argues the Netziv against the Taz. The Taz said, what's going on over here? Why is everyone so machmir all of a sudden? Says the Netziv, you know why? Because on Pesach night, we are trying to transform into Jews that live in Yerushalayim. We're trying to transform our homes into a house that is as if it were in Yerushalayim. And we do different things as if it was a time where we had a Beis HaMikdash. That's why we're machmir to finish the meal by Chatzos. That's a law that is about the Korban Pesach. That's why we wear the kittel, argues the Taz. People used to wear white clothing when they ate kutchim as a sign of respect for eating kutchim. And the Taz has a beautiful there comment in his introduction to his Haggadah Imre Shefer. But this is yet a third example of where washing Netilas Yadayim connects us to the Beis HaMikdash. And I think the theme that we should be walking away with this time of year is that when we read Parshas Parah, we should try to dive into Hashem. Hashem, we want the Parah Aduma back because we wish we had Tumah V'Tahara again. When we wash and Tilas Yadayim every morning, we should think of that Rashba, whereby our washing and Tilas Yadayim is a demonstration of our willingness to serve Him as the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash. And when we wash and Tilas Yadayim before bread, we're basically saying, God, we're not forgetting about the days of Yerushalayim and the days of the Beis HaMikdash. We hope that the Kohanim one day soon will be eating Truma again, and we don't want to forget about those halachos. And yes, later, as Jerome said, even though it's a little bit unusual, we don't usually necessarily see people washing the Netilas Yadayim before they have moist vegetables, although we should be doing that. It's not necessarily as common as it should be. But the Netziv's argument is that, of course, it might not be as common as it should be, but on Pesach night, we're washing because we want to reenact the procedure of eating the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. And just like in Yerushalayim, we kept Tumah V'Tahara, so too on Pesach night, we keep Tumah V'Tahara. So Be'ezras Hashem, through these mitzvos, we should be zochah to really do it. And wash Netilas Yadayim the real way. Go to some real mikvahs, have some real Tumah V'Tahara in Hera V'Yameinu.